My name is Raymond Peniak. Mr. Berger, you saying that you were planned to meet in Canada in 1985? What would...
No, I'm here in Alaska for a couple of years, and I'll finish my report. I'm going to go all around Alaska. Well, I've been all around Alaska, but I'll keep going all around Alaska till early next year, and then I'll write a report about ANCSA and all of these other questions, and that report will be made public here in Alaska in the summer of 1985, next summer, so that Alaska Natives can use it as a basis for planning for the future, for 1991 and the years beyond. So it'll be made public here in Alaska. And in fact, we will send a copy to everybody who testified. So we will send a copy to you.
What's my question? How these testimonies going to be, you know, it's going to be all passed out to the, in those review, Alaska Native Review, is that what it is?
Yeah, this is the review commission. We're reviewing ANCSA, reviewing the land claim settlement and reporting on it. And I will write out a report that I will send to you and to everybody who's spoken at these meetings.
Te hirma Jim Sykes hum pitu ke tapes nun asi sama court reporter type hlo episu we asi mak peraji nyak tu gur mak peraji nyak tu asi na nyarali gur sama 1985 me upin rame tamna mak peraji nga nga.
But since I'm going around listening to you, people like you, I will write my report on the based on what you say, so that I hope that my report is a document, a report that next year Alaska Natives can say, all right, here's a man that came around and listened to us all, and here is what we told him, and here is what he recommends. And I hope then Alaska Natives can use that report to go to Congress and have changes made in ANCSA.
One thing which I was thinking, you know, I've been heard a lot of meetings that ICC, what they call Inuit Conference, that was established by, you know, Eben Hobson and others. I was thinking they will review our testimonies in those meetings, or that's what was my question.
Well, I will give my report to ICC, and then and they will make it public for all of you. And then ICC can use it to go to Congress, or other Native organizations can make use of it. But it's ICC that asked me to do this review, and I will report to ICC.
Thank you.
Would any other ladies like to speak while Eileen is there with the microphone? Yes.
My name is Joby Auk again. For those people having native allotments out of town that need to be reached in the summer, the Park Service probably will not allow us to go in with a escort. Like if I wanted to follow my father down to his native allotment or my mother, then the Park Service says no. He's the only one that can go.
What's that again? Whose allotment is it?
Like my father, Ben. Mm-hmm. He's got an allotment down south within the park. And my mother has an allotment within the park over the east area. And they said, well, we asked him if we can go by group to see that native allotment. And they said, no, you cannot. Even if I was a relative or next of kin. And if this is going to continue, we're going to have a heck of a time trying to, we may not be able to see the native allotment of that person if it was turned over to us. Mm-hmm. And all they say is, well, if the rules apply, and there's nothing we can do except take possession of your belongings and whatever.
Thank you. Would either of you two gentlemen at the back like to speak?
Okay. He's going to go up front.
Oh, fine.
My name is Zach Rosico. I live here at Anaktuvik Pass. Also, one that a member of the North Slope Borough Planning Department. Also, the fishing game member. And from now on, I speak in my own language.
I just wanted to talk a little bit of what I have been thinking about. I grew up in Nunamir, but I am a shareholder of Doyan.
Tamnava Nunasimiting Kangat Arctic Slope Regional Corporation Kaktawe of Kaninganun Ashin in Ilaklugu. Neoptovilia of the Oximating a Kangat Isuling aga Angunia Anakput Isuilia out of Halu Isuling a God. I seen Chule Shimmetri Kangata Ilangat Nunam Waptiginun National Park Service Quiet. I'm a blue pinarami. What I'm not. Tap to my Angonianic put this little yarding.
The land exchange that was done near Barter Island, that land exchange was for the purpose of drilling for oil, and this has been a real detriment to us. And the exchange that was done by Arctic Slope, the exchange of our land, it has really affected our subsistence lifestyle. Our hunting grounds have been really affected. We cannot even go into the national park to hunt.
Kipim matun inilakhilugu savangavlugu isuaqsit quyumavlugu va isummatigingagaluariga taamna iluqatakiuva isumaqangagaluartugu tanartuugami.
This was our real traditional hunting ground, and it was like they cut it off from us. And we really want that to be corrected and rectified. And this is all what the Anaktuvik Pass people would like.
So, I said, 1991,
I want this corrected before 1991 comes along, because this land is going to be used by our grandchildren, by our children, and by the future generations. And this land has been used traditionally from time immemorial, and we would like to keep it for our future generations so that they can use it such as we have used it.
Nunat napane ahuni tamna inne ahuni uvagut piraluapta tutaluapta ketunapta atone ahalu.
This land will still be around standing. This land will still be standing even though we have been long dead, and our children will be using it.
Ashiva Pagamapak Chirilirani Ulingarugut National Park Service Avatiptigini Ilingabluni Angune Avatigini Sirani Ulipiatangarugutuva Achin.
We have really been experiencing hardship because of the national park that has been placed right alongside of us. And for that reason, we are really experiencing a lot of difficulties.
Asinya pipeline na pagkakataman isuli pa dahuta suli ang unyanip tigun ang using tutuling ilang ang gudupin akre may atawcime kimi ka umibluta kimi ka ngapta. Pipeline.
When the pipeline was first constructed, it was a very strong detriment to our hunting. This was during the time that we still had dogs, and there was 1 year that we did not have any caribou at all. And there were several winters that we did not catch any caribou. Our lifestyle changed. It was a detriment to our lifestyle, our subsistence lifestyle, since we depended on the caribou for our sustenance.
Tamatko akwatiga ni kapkit, then National Park Service koyat angalan ne apati utwa apkote mara apkote serane oktit kadi ut upinarame gile utipta pagama pak isulya akungiligununa uqahuting akatchua migi oktit tu tiluwa illuting inna emaulaqtuami nunami tennahtigiluwa upinarame aturukkavut avungarpaaraluk atorpak tittaaliartuatunni villiraallahutin park service koyat.
After talking about it, the park service is the park service is treating us in the way that we can't use our vehicles in their area of land, and therefore they are giving us a hard time, especially if we have to travel through the swampy areas the tundra is marked in. And this is why the park service is giving us such a hard time, is because of our vehicles.
Valo nuna nuna kagalo alapta avani ina native development kamuti tauta tikit chumanya inyulu kalau di mari ut sekarang nak uruk tamna angunnya awik kerak tua keluang itu nyut tena nibli rau sekarang marung tamna angunnya ama bluting nuna kerak tua ringa kalau kengit sifoni.
Even though we do have land in our native allotment areas, it is difficult to reach our lands without the use of the vehicles. And this land that we have used from generations past for hunting and for subsistence lifestyles. But we can't get into them because of the National Park Services.
Asin suli dia tinggu titikun angune akalau ame ud tapi suli tinggu merah tua tu tempat kuninga tinggu tini gilak tali rau rah tua tu isu makahau tiktau pemme building serane ulah sin ngadi ud tempat kuninga.
Concerning the plains, there are times that we need to hunt with the plains, and they restrict us from using the plains to hunt with. And these are the experiences that we have had difficulty dealing with.
Nunak puli tebra islu aku juga kalau halu sistemu ni kalau aktu itu islu aku juga kalau halu tenna lo itu aku juga kalau halu 1991 kalau aktu lu ni wakulle ketuna aktu ginun islu aku bulu tu dalu aktu ginun islu aku bulu testimoni utkalo ahtut inuit agelak tuat tamat kuninga ilishimat kugalo hauta.
We give testimonies so that pertaining to our land, so that these things can be corrected. So if 1991 comes along, they should be done properly, so that the people who are riding on these concerning our lands will be able to work from these, the testimonies that we have done. I don't have anything more. to say thank you.
Could I ask a question? You mentioned all-terrain vehicles. How did you use to travel in summer before you had all-terrain vehicles?
We used a dog pack before that. Then we used an airplane at the same time. When we went out hunt and landing in a lake, we don't have no vehicle that time. We use a dog pack and airplane once in a while.
I have a question. Tamat ko tingu tit atoro sinyakta si in nunaf sinyung niyaraf si.
Ilane ang niyakap talo. Ang niyakap ta ang utiligamon nunamon tingu tikun ikilakto. Then na pisung ikilakto.
When you say that the exchange of land at Barter Island stopped you from going into the national park, do you mean it stopped you from going into Arctic National Wildlife Range or Gates of the Arctic? Well, maybe we could do this. Could we take a 5-minute break for coffee, and maybe you could show me on the map about that exchange at Barter Island, but that isn't on any of these maps.
Go ahead, and they can show you that.
Okay. Let's have a break then. Okay. And, maybe somebody could explain this during the break. Well, during the intermission, a number of you were good enough to explain that exchange of lands, and I wondered if we might just have that on the record. Rex, would you mind just giving evidence about that exchange, since you were on the board at the time of ASRC?
For the record, my name is Rex Okakuk. I'm from Barrow, Alaska. I've served 3 years as board of directors for Arctic Slope Regional Corporation. Just a little while ago, they were talking about the land exchange that happened from this area to the Koktovik lands. Samadamna. Ako kaudigilak taksi nuna simmaudau ngaruak adik slop kut simmaudigi ngarangat federal government mon tap kunani ijab kaktis lunga sule ijati miungalo sibun niunganek suat asi apri apti temani temaunga inyupiat kaudigam magesa o kaudigai simarangi sule kau dengai si malasi sulit si bunyuan si bunyuan si gurulah kahudik asih berdemane apa yang abdi imma temang ngabal leksut Jake Adams kut at the time that I was in the board of directors, they had already planned the initial process of the land exchange from this area to Koktovik. The biggest concern that Roosevelt had, Roosevelt Panyak from this area, was that that they didn't, the regional corporation did not consider the traditional uses or the subsistence uses of the people that were living here. they were more concerned with economic status, the potential oil and gas at Kaktovik. Damna sam kalau sekarang, temani damna nuna sabai kaptio. Isu malau di piangat kat makwa inyuit inyuni aning eh. Damna manik pak imma piu mak tuak isu mati kesin nyahlu okrokro akun. They also didn't consider any kind of easement to the area where they have traditional uses or access to the native allotments. They did not consider those, but Roosevelt was very forceful in at least getting some easement to the areas, especially to Chandler Lake or Round Lake, that lake up there that we talked about. I forgot the name of it. So the government came back and suggested that area as easement. And when we asked them what it was, they said it was accessible through motorized vehicles. Tamna kaudi aptiu simmau dausak manuna. Roosevelt segala kudu kita ada halu bicara yang keluar sibun ni orang yang abludik. Karena tu nak kalau waktu muni vote kicuni ke vote inyuk kicuni. Kayu kalau waktu muni aki lipkan waktu. Inyuk kicuni dah tena aki lipkan halu tap tu muna nunamun. Simme kongit keluar halu inyunya audik si teman nak negeru titigul lo. Bisikib lu pirak pulle simmau dikit kongit lu. Agelan tena pinyak simam mada angunia uraf singyon kanakule ka tabunga tikilja sibiyu apikriyapta tena piyuminyak magaf si ukallaw tingaradiyut. Tena piyuminyak inyibyo si agelan manna isman mikteke saktangat apkon kisian atuologo tabunga tikitsuminyak lugo Chandler Lake nagaw ni native allotment si. Apekrok to apti kanugin magaan kanyak to aptalo nunakiramik ilitsugirugo Roosevelt min kamutidayo nanyivyo daman na ilangalugo imawlak pagublo ni. Then no kawal lang tawag damak taman na titira ta sigurong agad Eastman. So the land exchange happened, I think with the majority vote, I forgot what vote it was, something like 13-3, but I forgot. At the time that Roosevelt, Pontiac had really pushed to have access to all the traditional hunting grounds. So I've forgotten some of the details of that, and I don't know if I should at this time talk about it, but I'm open for questions.
Oh, that's fine. Thanks. Would any one of you like to discuss the consequences of the exchange?
Nun of Sigun, Damna Alangu Town Arak.
My name is Joby Auk again, and I'd like to comment on a little bit of the how the exchange has affected us in the past few years. I would like to say that years ago we didn't have to ask anyone to go within the proposed easements or park. But now my feelings at the Park Service, ASRC, are telling us which way to go, what to hunt, what not to hunt. And with all the marks they put for the easements, they pretty well know that where we had traveled years back, they had already known where all the animals breed, whatnot. And now, today, we actually gotta get permit from park, or they just, I don't know how to put it, but they're actually telling us where to go, where not to go, as we did before. It just having a heck of a time trying to go over that way or down that way or up and over. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jobi aguk, okauti gilang niaya kanok alangu tauti langani, tam na simmau sirinik nunatigun. Te manga kanga, suramikuni, apekhirisu ingarugut inyugunin kanok igilir niak tilap dan nunaptignin. Asi pagmapak, apekhiriru hrarugut, ASRC kutigun, National Parks kutigun lu, sumung neagapta. Asi ilingisali tiliogatigut kanok igilir neagtilapta, sumung neagtilapta, sumilyo angunea neagtilapta. Uvavagut ilismaningagik put kanok igilir tilanganik negruti. Ilismamibliwi sumi, Annivekaktilanginnik sumisuli igilirutilanginnik. Asi pagmapak tiliogatigut sumun igilirniaktilaptignik, sumun suli piyuminyaitilaptignik. Sigarniutapiagatahuni taamna sigarniutarok.
Well, would anybody else like to say something? Yes?
My name is Raymond Panek. I would like to add on to that land exchange between our area land and Coctowic land. We didn't even know when they would start land exchanging. They didn't notify us. The one thing I learned that it was on a newspaper, that's how we find out on that land exchange. Our Richmond Corporation didn't notify us. Now we are really struggling because we have used that land many, many years, because it's in our area. We use it many, many years. Our forefathers use it many, many years. and it's good hunting ground for everything, caribou, sheep, moose, a lot of other games. I think this village, it's really shocked because we...
It's really what?
This village is really shocked about using of that
sand.
It's, you know, it's hurting.
Shocked?
Yeah,
oh,
it's
sorry.
Hurting our village because we use it many years. You know, it's when they start making each of that, they only tell us that we could go 50 feet from river each site. But, you know, they don't know that land there. We cannot hardly do it within 50 feet. There's some places that ATVs can't go through, like boulders and river banks are too high. We like to use it like we used to in old days. Right now, we're having hard time with ASRC and Park Service. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you.
On this land exchange, my feeling is that the Arctic Slope, our parent corporation's sense of value is money and wealth, and my sense of value is land. We need that land to subsist. We need that land to find our food. We need that land for our children someday so that they may use it. Without easements, we don't need lines on the map. We know where to go. We don't need lines on the map to direct us where to go. I always knew where to go without lines on the map. Now, occasionally I have to check on a map and see what land I can step on. Thank you.
By lines on the map, you mean the easements?
Yes, correct.
Thank you. Well, would anybody else like to speak this evening?
I'm Anna Hugo. I've been here for most of my life, except for the 4 years I went to school in Chimawa. I remember growing up, and my dad went hunting wherever he could find subsistence. He didn't have to worry about fish and game, nothing. There's nobody to tell him how much he could get, just enough so we could eat. In those days, we didn't have crackers, didn't have no flour, hardly. But today, as I have my own children, I try to show him what we used to eat long ago. But they're more interested in what they have at the store. So I'm trying to keep the tradition, but the white man is making it hard for me and my children. If this keeps up, my children will only know the white way. Because today, my children only know how to speak white man language. It's not my fault, maybe. But when we first went to school in Wrangell, they told me, don't speak your language, speak only the white man. So all that year we were there, we spoke nothing but English.
What year was it you were there?
1950-something. 53.
And what grade were you in?
First. But it was difficult. We only know how to speak Eskimo when we went there. And when we got there, they said, don't speak your own language. We learn the white man tongue. All that year we were there, we spoke nothing but white man. When we came back, my dad tried to talk to me in Eskimo. I couldn't understand what he was saying. So it's just like learning all over again. But then we taught my dad how to speak English, and he learned how to write from us. That was the good part. But then as we grew older, we went to high school, it was a different change again, away from dad, away from learning our own traditional way of living. So when we came back, it was how many years difference in learning our traditional way. Then when I got married, they started the land claims. And our oldest was born a little too late to get some of that shares that they're getting. And as far as traditional subsistence we get today, I like what we get from the land. It's free. We don't have to pay for it. And it's getting more difficult for me and my children because we have to go through white man's law, how many to get, and it's difficult for all of us. And that's all I have to say. Thank you
very much. Thank you. Would anybody else like to speak?